This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate will move forward with the impeachment of President Trump.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44, and pursuant to S. Res. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed with the trial as provided under the provisions of that resolution.
The trial will resume at noon Eastern on Capitol Hill. 67-year-old Gregory Ehrlich of Buffalo, Minnesota opened fire at an all-in-a clinic Tuesday morning, about 40 miles northwest of Minneapolis. Unhappy with the health care he'd received, opened fire killing one person and wounding four others. Bomb technicians were investigating a suspicious device left there. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said Tuesday he decided before the season began not to play the national anthem before the team's home games. Cuban didn't elaborate on his decision not to play the anthem, but did say nobody had noticed. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
What was that strange light up in the sky in South Florida Tuesday night? USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
It was only a test of a Trident ballistic missile that got all those people stirred up on Tuesday. But over the next several months, we're going to be hearing a lot about anomalous aerial vehicles. Ariana Pollack of Military.com explains Congress wants an accounting by U.S. intelligence agencies.
They want to know if Russia or China are in possession of some sort of technology that, you know, the United States might not even know about yet. So if those things are lingering by U.S. bases or, you know, even on the coasts of the United States, lawmakers want to know about it, and they want to see, you know, what the military is going to do to try to counteract or deter it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Confirmation hearings have been scheduled for February 22nd and 23rd for Merrick Garland, President Biden's nominee to be U.S. Attorney General. Garland is a federal judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After being denied access to investigate the origins of the coronavirus for over a year, the World Health Organization now says it did not originate in a lab. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A team of experts from the World Health Organization is wrapping up their work in Wuhan, China, where they've been investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The team's saying the virus that causes COVID-19 most likely entered the human population through an intermediate animal and is highly unlikely to have leaked from a laboratory. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News he's not buying it.
Well, Bill, I've seen that headline, and I must say the reason we left the World Health Organization was because we came to believe that it was corrupt, it had been politicized, it was bending a knee to General Secretary Xi Jinping in China. I hope that's not the case here with what they've announced today. I'll look forward to seeing their reports and analysis, but I don't believe it's the case that they got access that they needed. I know they didn't get access they needed in a timely fashion, and I hope that they got to see all the data, all the science, into the lab, talk to the doctors, interview them in private, in places where they could actually tell the truth about what took place, not under the supervision of a Communist Party person sitting in the back of the room making sure that they towed the Communist Party line.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There are unconfirmed reports the WHO were never given access to the suspected Wuhan lab during their investigation. USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey. Well, hello, America. How you doing? Happy, what is it, Wednesday already? Wow, hump day. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the one and only Rick Manning joins us right now. Mr. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. It's like you say, it's Wednesday. It's kind of surprising how fast it sneaks up on you when you're busy watching people dismantle the country.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, and it is amazing. They're just hell-bent, just like they were on the first impeachment and this one. And the fact that you've got... you know, Republican senators going along with this. I mean, this is really quite telling if people are observing here.
Yeah, it is. The well, first of all, the most amazing part of this is there's no pretense being made that there was actual crime committed. You know, the Democrats put a video up which actually cut out the specific statement when the president said, "Go to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically." Cut that out. Instead, it was basically a edited film clip which took selected small snippets out of context and interspersed it with people doing bad things. And you sit there and you go, you know, this isn't a movie being produced out of Hollywood where you're sitting there and creating a narrative based upon a manipulative narrative. This is supposed to be an honest evaluation of the facts. And the fact that Democrats can't look at a transcript once again, can't actually look at what was said and defend their position based on what actually was said is not astonishing. It just shows how angry and unable they are to accept that there are political speeches, that there are differences in this country. And, Bill, if I can't tell people to go out and fight for freedom, mm-hmm. if I can't tell them to do that then and have it not be considered to be, you know, dangerous hate speech, then you can't have political discourse in this country. And that's what's at stake. This is about whether you have a right to engage in political discourse and political disagreement in this country. The Democrats are putting it on trial, and those Republicans who are going along, all I can say is shame on them.
Well, and the thing that's so hypocritical here is, I mean, consider what the Democrats had said all last year. Well, for the last 4 years, you know, their right. talk and you know, and Schumer, his attack on, you know, on Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. I mean, all this stuff has been emptied into the political bloodstream, and then they wonder why we're getting the reaction, and as if they claim some sort of, you know, some sacred self-appointed righteousness that keeps them away from any implication whatsoever But look at, they've added to this. I mean, they've poured this junk and this animus into the political bloodstream. And, you know, this is what Rand Paul called him out on. And good for Rand Paul for, you know, calling out Maxine Waters and Schumer and others with their very blatant and, you know, Nancy Pelosi being so disrespectful, tearing up the State of the Union, you know, speech that didn't even belong to her. That's part of the people's property. That goes into the historic archives. And, you know, she does this kind of stuff and then, you know, acts like, oh, it's all so innocent. They have no credibility whatsoever. And the fact that the Republicans, you know, would go along, that six Republicans would go along with this is just absurd. Because if they wanted to be genuine about it, you know, then they would have done something like what the Post did. And that is give you a time, you know, give you a time check, you know, a clock of what the president was saying, what was going on at the Capitol. When did things start breaking? And we understood based on the timing of everything, because they did a TikTok of the event, and the president was, you know, was still at 20 minutes of speaking that he was still engaged in, before people were already there at the front door storming the Bastille.
Yeah, that's the, let's just be, this is deja vu all over again, and I can't help but just say that this is, you know, we saw the Democrats' determination to stop this president, and they've been very plain about it. They've said what they want. They want to make it so Donald Trump cannot run for office again.
Right.
The Republicans who are aiding and abetting them are people who sit there and essentially say, we want to get rid of. We are trying to retake the party from people who support Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the bottom line on this is just, this is a threat, a direct threat to America, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's about whether or not you and I can have this conversation and can sit there and urge people to contact Congress, urge people to fight for their freedom, and not end up on trial somewhere based on our honest discussion about the state of our political affairs and are encouraging people to take action.
Exactly.
The word incite means to encourage people to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So if inciting action is a criminal offense, remember, he has to be convicted of a misdemeanor or a crime.
Right.
So it would make it unlawful to incite people to political action if the political action is not approved by the establishment majority. That, my friend, is a direct attack
mm-hmm.
on the basic right of political assembly and the right to having a political conversation and a political discussion and a political disagreement and a political argument in this country. And it is blatant, and a blatant attempt that is the first step of trying to shut down opposition thought, which, because if you can do this to the president, you can do it to anybody. And it's not just the social media companies that are engaged in this. This is the federal government, the power of the federal government going to be brought to bear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why these Republicans have to wake up, and hopefully some of the Democrats wake up to what this really is and stand up for freedom. I remember, I'm old enough to remember when Democrats actually believed in freedom of speech.
Right.
You have to be about 10 years old to remember
yes.
that. But
right.
But the fact of the matter is, that's what's at stake here. This is higher principle stuff. These guys have to get over their orange man bad syndrome and deal with the fact that they are attacking the fundamental tenet of this nation.
It's
unacceptable.
Well, that's the bottom line. Just what you just said. This is about our country's freedom, our liberty. Donald Trump just happens to be in the way of this. And I say happens. I don't mean to de-signify it. I mean, this is huge. I mean, what they're doing, you know, to this now citizen of our country. And as you say, what happens with the, you know, with power like this, is that eventually they come back and eat their own. And that's why you're admonishing the Democrats, or hoping that the Democrats, before they're eaten by their own, that they wise up to see what's going. Because, if there is not freedom for all, you know, there's no freedom at all. And this is what's happening right now before our eyes, how we are blatantly ignoring the evidence in order to, as you say, go along with this mantra, orange man bad, and we got to get him out of here. Well, what are they so afraid of? What are they so afraid of with Donald Trump and the followers of Donald Trump? 76 million people. Makes you wonder. We've got more from Rick Manning on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. New restrictions in India are not stopping the Tide Ministry from sharing the gospel. Changes to India's Foreign Contribution Regulation Act limit how charitable organizations operating in India can use donations. One change mandates that no more than 20% of foreign contributions may be used for administrative expenses, which makes it hard to adequately compensate ministry workers. But the Tide Ministry is still touching hearts through gospel broadcasts all over India. Our boots on the ground are committed to continue connecting with believers and seekers through 12 different programs across the region. Their steadfast faith and dedication are inspiring, especially in the face of these new restrictions and the difficulties of COVID-19. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry workers are sharing the hope of Christ throughout India and how you can provide encouragement and support, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We the people, this is what it's all about. Three most powerful words in the Constitution, but if we the people don't stand up, I mean, look at, we've looked in history, and what it is, it's always the tail shaking the dog when things like this happen, you know, and we're talking with Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, it's always a minor percentage. I mean, look what happened in Germany. It was, you know, 10% were Nazis, 90% were trying to survive. Out of fear and oppression and everything else that was going on. And here we are, because of COVID, we're very fearful. And the tail is shaking the dog big time. And I want to talk about what you talk about in terms of COVID emergency orders. But I want to go back to understanding the fundamentals of our freedoms and what we're letting go here and what has just happened. You know, I mentioned to you, I spent almost a couple hours last night watching Mike Lindell's video, and I highly recommend you watch this. You're not going to see it in the mainstream media. There's no way it's going to happen. But as I've said all along, we need to find that, you know, that key thread that really makes it, you know, puts you at a point of inarguability to where you can't even argue the point. It's like you have to consider. It's the evidence is so overwhelming that you have to consider what's being presented. And he was able to bring together, I mean, some top-notch, you know, military people who are specialists in IT and in organization. I mean, this is all, you know, can be very heady kind of stuff and can be, you know, somewhat complex and overwhelming. But I think that he presented it, and maybe it was good that he was the one that was narrating this and kind of, you know, asking the questions, because Mike has a way of kind of connecting with the everyman and asking some basic questions to get you from point A to point B to make sure that you understand. Because we're talking, you know, we're talking cyber warfare. I mean, what America was exposed to was a cyber attack of epic proportions. You know, we went crazy, 4 years ago when it was suggested that the Russians were involved in the election of Donald Trump. And there was no proof whatsoever. I mean, we spent millions of dollars doing all this investigation like Don Quixote chasing windmills. And we found bupkis, zero. But here, the evidence, the plethora of evidence, Rick, is so overwhelming that if this thing gets out, I mean, this is something the mainstream media should be all over, but unfortunately, the mainstream media is MIA. They have abandoned ship. They've abandoned their responsibility. They're missing in action. And they themselves should be indicted for the abuse of their position and how they've misserved we the people.
Well, there's no doubt they're MIA, and the reason they're MIA, at least in terms of your traditional television broadcast networks, is because they're all invested in China. Mm-hmm. And they have massive investments in China. They're all major entertainment companies. They're not actually media. They're not actually news companies. They're entertainment companies. Mm-hmm. And you can't ignore the fact that there's 1.2 to 1.4 billion eyeballs in China to watch their media. And as a result, they're invested in China. They're dependent upon China for profits for distribution of the movies and other things they're producing. And as a result, they are, and the Chinese government makes certain that they punish those who don't say what they want them to say.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's why you have ESPN playing, you know, playing the role of apologist for China's slave trade. And because it's big business, and ESPN is part of the Disney network. And guess what? One of the first Disney parks to reopen was Disney Shanghai.
Right.
So we're looking at a multinational conglomerates who, if they were actually following a free press model, would be sitting there and would be outraged over Chinese interference, over what China has done over the last really 10 years. But China gets a free pass because these conglomerates are dependent upon China for their profits. That's why they get a free pass. Mm-hmm. No other reason. And the print and pencil press, if there was such a thing anymore, has become nothing more than a political arm of the left. It's always been left driven, but now we have the combination of the internet media and in Silicon Valley, along with the traditional pencil press, and effectively that's been consumed, so you get very little honest reporting. If people want to actually read what a reporter does from the left, I would encourage people to follow Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald is perhaps the last honest left-wing reporter. And Glenn Greenwald is very far left. But he founded an organization called The Intercept, a far-left organization. He founded it, and he left it because his own organization wanted to censor his own columns because he wasn't saying the things that were politically necessary to make certain that Donald Trump be defeated.
Right.
So that was so he had to leave his own organization, the one he founded, because of the attempts to strip him of his ability to actually report the news. So that's that's the real life challenge. And yes, in terms of there's a reason why YouTube and others are making it so you can't see the Lindell documentary, because once again, they don't want this truth to come to be exposed. And these are the same people who subject us to three years of Russia, Russia, Russia. Let me just be clear. Russia is nothing more than Mexico with nukes.
Mm-hmm.
China is a world power which has a plan to defeat the United States economically and militarily to become the number one country in the world. The Ayatollah of Iran stated just a couple of days ago, when just after Biden became president, that this America is no longer the dominant country in the world. Okay? So let's just be clear. The people who don't have America's best interests at heart around the world are cheering right now.
Without a doubt.
And it's up to us to stand up and push back and defend our freedom and demand that both our federal and our state legislators take the steps necessary to protect us from what is essentially a full-scale attack by the Chinese on all aspects of our lives. And if we don't push back hard and hold the Biden administration accountable, if we don't do that, then we will have surrendered. And as for me, I'm not surrendering.
Right. I'm right with you, Rick. And I believe many Americans are alongside, that same idea. And this is what is so concerning. And I believe why, the Capitol it still has, or basically they're in a martial law stance here with National Guardsmen. I mean, what are they afraid of? Are they afraid of that they're going to be actually found out? I mean, when you see this video and you see the actual real time transfer of information from all these different servers, around the world, Rick, not just in the country, because the servers that count our votes are outside of the United States. I mean, if that isn't astonishing. And I mean, to think about that, think, what are we doing? What have we opened ourselves up to? I mean, this thing is so bad. If people really got their brains around it, first of all, they'd say, who sold the soul of America? Who sold us out? And they'd be so outraged over this that you talk about, a second American revolution that people have been suggesting for a number of years now. I mean, this could ignite something in a big way to such a degree that it becomes so obvious that Joe Biden is not, I will say this to Chris Wallace, Joe Biden is not the president of the United States. Now, that may sound a little too real for you, but according to the evidence, It's hard to think that Joe Biden was fairly elected the 46th president of the United States.
I can't disagree with you. The evidence is there. But, we have to, the honest thing is we have to deal with the reality that he holds the power. He sits in the Oval Office. But in terms of his legitimacy, he is far less legitimate than Donald Trump, who the left spent 4 years telling us was an illegitimate president.
Yeah. And meanwhile, here we are in this faux impeachment that we've, will endure one more time. Well, Rick Manning, President for Americans for Limited Government.
Thank you, Rick. A loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back back as the 1970s. We urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. That's 800-371-5142.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate will move forward with the impeachment of President Trump.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44. And pursuant to S. Res. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed with the trial as provided under the provisions of that resolution.
The trial will resume at noon Eastern on Capitol Hill. 67-year-old Gregory Ehrlich of Buffalo, Minnesota, opened fire at an all-in-a clinic Tuesday morning, about 40 miles northwest of Minneapolis. Unhappy with the health care he'd received, opened fire killing one person and wounding four others. Bomb technicians were investigating a suspicious device left there. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said Tuesday he decided before the season began not to play the national anthem before the team's home games. Cuban didn't elaborate on his decision not to play the anthem, but did say nobody had noticed. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Boy, it's Valentine's week. In some house, it goes for the entire week. It's got to go beyond the day because if you're waiting for Valentine's Day to get dinner reservations and you don't have them, well, good luck. Hey, just extend it for the week. Start making your points on both sides. Guys, do what you can. I'm praying that all go well for you, that this will be an outstanding Valentine's week for you. Jenny Beth Martin is with us now, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, happy Valentine's week.
Well, thank you so much, and happy Valentine's week to you as well.
Well, excellent. What is going on? Are the Republicans really trying to just destroy their own party here? I mean, the leadership of the Republican Party is unraveling. I mean, I am shocked, I got to tell you, and I think you and I talked about this, that I thought as a result of the 2020 elections, and this is how good of a prophet I am, so, I'm indicting myself, that I saw the Democrats as being the party that would unravel because of the results. Of course, we didn't know that they were going to fudge and do all the stuff that they did, and maybe that's what stopped it, and maybe that's still yet to come, because it's always one of those things, you can pay me now or pay me later, and whenever it's later, it's always much more destructive, much more costly, and maybe that's what's still in the future for the Democrats down the road. But right now, to see the Republican Party unraveling the way it is, I think it's a purification process in a sense, because voters are realizing, okay, who are the real Republicans here?
I think that there that is That is correct, Bill. And it's not just the voters are realizing who are the real Republicans, but they're saying, wait, who are the ones who I vote for who are actually voting based on the reasons that I voted for them? When they get into office, are they actually upholding or passing the law or standing for the things, passing bills or standing for things that I thought they would. And I think that there are people across this country who in some cases don't feel like that. I think that Wyoming with Liz Cheney is a very big example of that. I think the fact that we had a 6 vote last night about impeachment siding with the Democrats from Louisiana, I think that we're going to have problems with that because of Cassidy.
Yes.
So I think that there are voters who are going to feel very much that their representatives or their senators just simply are not actually representing the values that they voted for.
Well, Mitt Romney, I don't know how he gets reelected, frankly. You know, for all that he continues to do, because he is not, based on what I'm reading and understanding, you know, to your very point, not representing Utah. And the people are outraged, you know, again, you know, with Mitt Romney. And look, we understand there's a certain amount of, you know, like you say, credibility and adherence to your constituency. And sometimes you may, you know, for the sake of what maybe you know or what you really believe in, but boy, when you cross that line, then you better have a good answer. And I don't hear a good answer from Cassidy or Mitt Romney or the others. Murkowski, well, she's been wishy anyway. We know that to be the case. And, you know, we're finding out that really what this has turned into is an anti-popularity contest.
Yeah, I think that you're right. It certainly has. I think that Murkowski, Susan Collins, they're doing things that their voters expect. So I don't know that their voters are going to feel like, well, I'm being a little bit disenfranchised here. I'm not getting what I expected when they became the senator who I voted for. I think that with Senator Romney, that is a different story, and it will be very interesting to see if the people of Utah really are disappointed with the way that he is casting so many votes and siding with Democrats so often. Did they want from Utah somebody who would be like Senator John McCain, or did they want someone who would be more like Senator Mike Lee? And I think Romney right now falls into that McCain-esque category where you're voting with the Democrats more often than not, and you care much more about the establishment. And I think that there are voters across this country who voted for President Trump who think, you know, we're sick of the be nice and polite and mind your manners type of politician who do all of those things publicly, but behind the scenes, as they're passing bills or doing things that are stripping us of our rights.
Exactly.
That allow them to have a different set of rules than what we have to abide by, and keep driving us into more debt. And I think we'll see from Democrats raise our taxes. So we get very frustrated with that. We want people. I would love to have a politician who's very polite and nice and minds their manners and also upholds my values. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we get that from time to time, but I think a lot of us are just so frustrated with that. We see through the nicety to what they're actually doing.
Well, the rhetoric has been overboard. There's no doubt about it. And that's been going on for a number of years. And it's all come to this point. I mean, to a degree that here we are in the middle of the second impeachment, this one of an American citizen, not a president. But we're going through this whole process based on language. Well, if you're going to look at the language, you got to look at the rhetoric over, you know, even the past decade, and how the Democrats have, you know, spilled all kind of venom into the body politic, into the consciousness of the American people. And we've been saying, you and I, Jenny Beth, that the language was getting harsh and it was getting rough. And now to a degree that, you know, a president says, hey, go down there. I want you to go to the Capitol and peacefully march down there and fight for what you believe in. all of a sudden, you know, that those are fighting words when you've got words coming out of Chuck Schumer, you know, threatening, you know, sitting justices in Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And you've got statements from Maxine Waters and Cory Booker. I mean, all this, and to me, that was much more aggressive rhetoric, political rhetoric, if you put it in that context, than anything the president ever said. And it's like, wait a minute. This is, you know, what the Democrats have said. The president says, you know, fight for your freedoms, fight for your country. And I still believe that we need to fight for our country. And there's enough evidence out there. The people don't want to see it, and maybe they'll, you know, they will. Hopefully we can see it sooner than later, you know, that we don't have to look at evidence down the road like we do with JFK, you know, and now the Democrats kind of laughingly say, well, we know that, you know, Chicago tipped the scales and they cheated and got JFK elected. I mean, they say that just as a matter of casual, anecdotal, you know, historical comment. And you go, wait a minute, are you kidding me? I mean, this happened in the United States of America, land of the free, home of the brave, and our Constitution, our constitutional principles are all compromised, and we're talking 1960, and you think that if we missed the mark in 1960, how bad do you think we missed it now?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. So I think something else is happening with this impeachment. I heard a few people from Capitol Hill talk in the last 24 hours or so. I don't know that I'm at liberty to say their names, so I'm not going to. But one of the things they think is happening right now is that the Democrats are trying to make the kind of political speech that often people like me and groups like mine or politicians use. They're trying to outlaw that. So that they can set the stage for the government to come in and run elections. Elections will be more vanilla. The elections will be run completely by the government. And you and I both know if the elections are run completely by the government, it is the incumbents who benefit from that. And so there may be some of that going on. So we don't use phrases like fight when really what we mean is go roll up your sleeves and get to work so that you can win an election, fight to win an election, not combat. I think that's something we need to be careful of and consider as we're watching this impeachment trial this week.
Well, yeah, it's much more insidious than we realize that, you know, our freedoms are being stolen from us. The very soul of America is being compromised, Jenny Beth, and it's all being done, you know, by the Democrats and those go-along Republicans that want to do everything to, you know, go along to get along and not represent what the American people say we stand for, and that is we the people and the U.S. Constitution. Jenny Beth Martin, honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75. 7.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. In America, look, at if you have that spirit of Don't Tread on Me and you want to keep that alive, then you've got to be the one. And it starts with a party of one, the man, the woman in the mirror, to finally say enough of this stuff, enough of all this deception. The managing editor of Newsbusters joins us now. Curtis Houck is back with us. Curtis, how you doing, buddy?
Good to be with you, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, I got to tell you, I'm a little more than incensed, and this has been going on for a while, but more and more I get aggravated with the mainstream media. You know, they are missing in action. They've abandoned their posts. How they've poorly served the American people. They are a protected class of people based on our U.S. Constitution, and I'm getting sick of people, you know, leaning on the Constitution when it's convenient for their specific agenda, when the only agenda that they should have is in serving the American people. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. You know, you're right, because the journalism profession as a protected class is specifically mentioned in the First Amendment, along with all rights that apply to all of us. And I think that's point one, that they don't really want to accept, acknowledge that the First Amendment applies to all of us. They really believe that they should have First Amendment rights, but not the rest of us. People who disagree with them. So that's one problem. You know, the second is just a general arrogance and a condescension in a detachment from reality, where these people think it's all about them. And they talk about President Trump, you know, very bombastic and everything else. But I think these people are just the most arrogant, you know, profession in the country. They think, you know, maybe even more so than Congress, members of Congress, because I think it's always about them to a certain degree. You know, they always talk of, there's an adage that, like, don't become the story in journalism.
Right.
These people love being the story. They love, you know, we see that with Twitter. They live on Twitter along with the rest of us, but they live there when they should be chasing stories. They're really not doing the who, what, where, when, why, and how anymore in journalism.
Well, the basics
and
of journalism,
really,
yeah. Exactly. Well, and the thing is that cracks me up, Curtis, is on the next note, if they had a chance to go to Mar-a-Lago and go and have lunch with Donald Trump, they'd be right there. And,
correct.
You know, and,
exactly.
And they'd be, you know, because that's what they do. You know, they just want to, you know, get close to power, be associated with it, or whatever level. And, of course, right now it's the Democrats, so they're, you know, coddling, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and all this stuff is being squashed down. I got to tell you, I shared with the audience earlier, I saw a disturbing documentary last night. It was almost 2 hours. And when I saw there was going to be 2 hours, I go, gosh, do I really want to watch this? And but I couldn't help it. It was so compelling. And of all people, it's Mike Lindell, the pillow guy. The pillow guy is doing what journalists should be doing. And in a study of what happened in the elections. It is astounding. And, you know, he brought on all these experts from the military who have cyber experience, MIT graduates. I mean, you're talking very, very learned class of people. And I'm only saying class because to offset, what has become in our country class warfare and identity politics, because as you were suggesting earlier, you know, the media elite is all part and parcel of this elite aspect of our country right now, that they themselves see themselves as a protected class.
Right. Well, you know, I haven't seen Mike Lindell's documentary, so I can't really speak to that. But I will point out two things. One, you know, David Hogg, you know, what's going on with David Hogg now trying to use his fame, I guess, to take my pillow out of business. I mean, good pillow, I guess, with his woke pillow, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, how petty is this? And journalists, journos are cheering it on. And I'm like, who cares? Like,
yes.
Why? No, like, this is ridiculous. And Hogg was announcing that before he even had a logo or, like, a name. He said, oh, gosh. I think he put it out feelers on Twitter asking for help on it because, like, you know, you don't really have to really think all things all that much out in journalism, you know.
Right.
In life, if you want to make a big decision, you got to have things planned out. You got to pray about it to the Lord.
Right.
But guess what? These people just do it. They just do it. They don't think about it because it's all about power for them.
Right.
You know, so that's quite,
well, they're throwing yeah. stuff up against the wall to see what sticks. And right now, what has been able to stick before is anything anti-Trump. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that you've got, you know, a majority of voters, and this seems to be the clear delineation, who are in a quandary over what happened. I mean, here we are. We're February the 10th, and we're still going, what the heck happened? What happened in November? You know, what's going on right now with this impeachment? I mean, why is this thing continuing? Why is it that we've abandoned freedom principles that expanded jobs, that helped us to, you know, defend ourselves against a pandemic? And as if now is like we're, you know, ripping away the firewalls of protection, whether they have to do with jobs and, you know, pharmaceuticals and on. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, America is being stripped and being made more vulnerable here at the hands of this new regime that we question whether or not they really should be there. And I know that may upset Chris Wallace, but I'm sorry that there's still questions. And you don't have answers other than your dogmatic response. Well, that doesn't fly. That's not journalism. Okay? That's narrative reporting.
Yeah, with COVID, I mean, it's just, and that's really, that's one of my biggest frustrations right now is the moving of the goalposts.
Of course.
And, you know,
because we're not scared enough. Curtis, we're not fearful enough. You see, we got to stay.
Yeah, exactly.
If I keep you fearful, you're blind boxed and begging, then I can control you. Because really what this all, and we've been saying this for a long time, this is all about power and control. And
yeah,
they cannot exercise their desire for power and control within the context of the U.S. Constitution.
And right, and this is the Alinsky tactic. You know, they apply to us. You know, they always talk about Republicans and they talk about President Trump being nothing but fear, you know, grievances and fear mongering and, you know, trying to scare people. Well, guess what? That's really what the media do. They thrive on this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you see the changing of the goalposts about herd immunity. Like, when are we going to hit it? You know, double mask, triple masking, those kinds of things, you know, cheering on the snitching of people who don't wear masks, basically. You know, you're driving along and you might see people driving by themselves in their own car and they're wearing a mask, or people wearing masks in the backyard, you know, or suggesting about, it won't be till Thanksgiving or Christmas that, you know, we might hit herd immunity. Who knows? We got all these new variants. Well, see that there was kind of a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, with CNN and MSNBC in particular. They know that these newfound viewers are going to be, would go back to their lives and are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't allow that. So they have to keep up a fear, you know, and President Trump not being in the White House means they'll still try to talk about Donald Trump or they'll try to talk about something else to keep people dependent upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really just, it's pretty sick instead of actually just delivering the news and letting people decide for themselves what to think about something.
Maybe it's time, Curtis, that the cancel culture itself gets canceled. Because they're a pain. They're not advancing the cause. You know, as we said right after, you know, the elections, is that the big takeaway is how has politics served you? Are you better off because of the political environment and what has been drummed up by, you know, they want to say the Democrats want to say the Republicans, but it's been the Democrats, you know, with their rhetoric. I mean, you know, Rand Paul had it right in calling out the Democrats and Chuck Schumer saying, look, if you're going to impeach Donald Trump, it's Schumer who is the one. I mean, you listen to his rhetoric and what he had to say and the threat that he threw out against two sitting justices in Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And he just got a big pass on that, and nobody said anything except Justice Roberts did call him and said that's unacceptable. But, you know, there's no crime, I guess, because of free speech for Schumer. And by comparison, Donald Trump saying, you know, go down, walk down there, walk down to the Capitol peacefully, he said, peacefully, and you've got to fight for this country. Well, And that turns into insurrection and another waste of money. And I see all these, you know, these elected officials and how much money we're paying, you know, hourly wage that we're paying them. And they're wasting the people's time on this.
Well, I would also add Maxine Waters.
Yes.
I think is the biggest example. Yesterday's White House press briefing, Jen Psaki was asked by someone, by NBC's Kristen Welker, someone from NBC, about that. Like, mm-hmm. What do you have to say to that? You know, and she brought up how Cedric Richmond, who now works in the White House, he was a congressman from New Orleans at the time, basically said, oh, well, yeah, Maxine Waters' constitutional rights. Same thing you were just outlining is what they say about Schumer, is what's said about Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
And but the thing about it is, because the trial was going on or about to start, nobody carried that briefing.
Yes.
Nobody actually saw it. Mm. You know, it wasn't carried on any of, you know, CNN, MSNBC, wasn't carried on Fox News, it wasn't carried Newsmax, OAN, it wasn't carried anywhere because it was trial time.
Right.
And the streaming platform, so nobody saw it. So coincidentally, when nobody was watching now, a journalist decided to ask a really fair and actually substantive question.
Exactly.
And of
course,
Psaki didn't.
Got to leave it there.
I should have just added that Psaki didn't answer it.
Of course.
She just said,
Thanks, Curtis. Appreciate it.
Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a three-month, six-month, or even one-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.